Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Here's a conversation most of our listeners will be very interested in. Dr. Brand, coming out of convention, a commercialism working group was formed. This came off of a letter that was submitted from Dr. Michael Adams, the chair of the executive committee and member of the board of directors, looking at the issue of postseason football. Now we have this working group. Can you give us some background on the issue?
Yeah, it was a very interesting occurrence. President Adams, as you pointed out, Josh, was very concerned with what happened in the BCS postseason football. In fact, he had recommended a playoff. The board of directors began to discuss that, and the conversation turned to questions that underlied not just the competition, but the way the games are presented. And in particular, what role does commercial activity have in not just football, but not just postseason football, but in all other championships and conference games and regular season games. And so earlier on, we had a small task force looking at issues like student likenesses. To what extent can students be represented in commercial activity without exploitation, which is not an easy question to answer. But that, in the context of this conversation, expanded beyond student likenesses and beyond postseason BCS games to really include commercialism in all of Division I sports.
So just to take a step back, will postseason football still be a significant part of this group's charge, or have we stepped away from that issue for the time being?
I think the way the games are presented, both on television and in the venue, BCS postseason, will still be an object of interest to this group. We'll look at everything that Division I student athletes participate in, every type of event, and that includes postseason football, but not just those postseason games, all the bowl games, basketball games, even the men's Final Four, to make sure we're doing things the right way. But we certainly will include the starting point that Michael Adams had in mind, namely postseason BCS football.
So as we talk about commercialism, I guess the first question that comes to mind, is that okay for amateur athletics?
Is it okay for universities, which are not-for-profit associations, to undertake commercial activity? Well, the answer is yes, of course it is. The fact of the matter is that universities have been engaged in commercial activity for a very long period of time. In fact, there's something called the Bayh-Dole Act, which was passed several decades ago, which allows universities to hold equity in and keep the revenues from inventions such as technology or healthcare inventions. So universities have a role to play in commercial activity, and after all, athletics is part of universities. So the question is not whether or not they should do it. Obviously, it's being done. We're not going to back up from that, either in the university as a whole or as part of athletics. The question is, how is it being done? Is it being done within the context and the mission of higher education? Obviously, going back to likenesses questions, we don't want to exploit student athletes. But what role do students have, if any, in these commercial activities? Remember, they are students, they're not employees, so we have to be very careful of the student role, if there is any. We also want to make sure that anything that's done in the stadium, as well as on TV, works within the context of higher education. It is consistent with the way the university normally deals with commercial activity.
Should universities and the athletics departments within them be looking for opportunities to expand their commercial entities?
Universities receive their revenues from a number of sources, such as tuition, state and federal funds, sometimes through research, philanthropic activities, and also commercial activities, such as technology transfer. They are always looking to expand all of those revenue sources, including the commercial ones. But in all those cases, they always have to be done within the value system of higher education. So yes, they're going to try and expand commercial activity. They're going to try and expand the research activity. They're going to try and expand the philanthropic activity, but always within the value system of higher education.
Do we worry at all that the higher profile schools will have a way easier time with their commercial opportunities than some of the lower profile schools, and that might create more disparity between programs?
I think it does, and that does happen. Is it a worry? Yes, in the same way it is that certain schools have larger endowments because they have more philanthropic support. Some schools have larger research budgets because they have better laboratory spaces and they've hired faculty who are able to produce new discoveries within those laboratories. Some universities have bigger libraries than others. I mean, there are considerable differences amongst all our universities, and that includes athletics. We want to make sure, so to speak, there's a level playing field, there are no unfair advantages. But the key, I think, to commercial activity is not that some have more than others, or that some win more games than others, but are we doing it in a proper, fair, and just way? And in particular, and I know I keep repeating myself because it's critically important, are we doing it in conjunction with and consistent with the values of higher education?
And what's important to note about that, of course, is that this working group is made up of representatives from the board of directors who are chancellors and presidents, and that's an important part of that.
It is. The vast majority of the task force will be presidents, and chancellors will also have some ADs and a few other people advising the group. But it is a presidential leadership group, and the reason for that is that the presidents really are on the front lines of this. This group is not going to set new NCAA legislation. This group is designed to set principles and philosophy so that we can proceed in a better and more systematic way at the NCAA. And I think we're most fortunate to have President Graham Spanier as chairing this group, who, as you may know, is the president of Pennsylvania State University.
What's the time frame here?
We'd like to move this along and try and do it within 6, 9, at most 12 months, but probably less. I think once we get the group together and provide them with the background material, it'll coalesce rather quickly of what the principles should be. There isn't much disagreement, but there hasn't been the opportunity till now to articulate clearly and publicly what the principles underlying commercialism are in intercollegiate athletics.
Well, an interesting initiative. Thanks for sharing some insight.
My pleasure.